Today is Thursday, March the 7th, 2024, and welcome to episode 86 of Rural Reliance with Candy Cup. I'm Julia.
And I'm Aaron.
We're a small homestead family in rural Southwest Virginia that work every single day on reducing our dependencies on outside sources and focusing on merging homesteading and reality.
Yeah, and so if you follow any of our content on YouTube, for example, you've noticed that we've been doing the Three Rivers Pantry Challenge, and we did it.
We're done with it.
We did January and February. We actually started ours a little earlier. So we did 9 weeks worth.
And it was a lot. Aaron likes to take all the credit. We did 9 weeks.
Cooked so much, and no, I tasted so much.
We did all the meal prep and everything. But yes, so January, February Pantry Challenge is closed for 2024, and I'm so excited. But we learned a lot this Pantry Challenge. This is the first time we've done a Pantry Challenge this deep.
And this long. We'd done the summer.
It's June.
We'd done the June Pantry Challenge last year. Did we do it the year before?
No.
So we just did that last year. So it was just a month, and it was during gardening seasoning, which you've got plenty of stuff coming in then. It ain't like, you know, we didn't have anything available.
Absolutely. So for us, we did do ours a bit different. We weren't a no grocery store family. We are not at that point where we can do that. We have a little one. She has needs that have to be met. One of those needs is milk.
We don't have a cow.
That's not in our plan. It's just not. It doesn't make sense for us.
Right.
So, for us, we really had to go to the grocery store, get milk. And we decided, I'm hesitant to take part in a no-spend grocery month, especially if I see a really good deal. A good stock-up price. There was one point where they had turkeys for 49 cents a pound. If they would have had them at the grocery store, I told Aaron, I said, I plan on getting like 3.
Yeah.
Because that's an amazing price. We eat a lot of turkey. We can eat turkey, multiple meals. I'm cool with that. Aaron's good with that. So it works for us.
Yeah. From a frugality standpoint, it doesn't make sense to be able to keep our budget under, well, $300 a month was our goal, per se, throughout the year average-wise. But it didn't make sense to completely stop everything because we don't want to spend $2 a turkey if they have it for 49 cents just because we were doing the pantry challenge.
Absolutely.
Month.
That doesn't make sense to us. So I'm going to take advantage of those sales. I'm going to take advantage of those good deals whenever they come across and when I see them. That's just part of it. That's how I'm built. I want to constantly keep my working pantry well stocked and moving forward. So that's how we did a little different. We kept ours under $100 a month. I felt really good about that. But I also was very open. If we see a really good deal, I will go over the $100. We just didn't.
We might have stocked up on a couple of extra things if it wasn't the pantry challenge. But honestly, there wasn't that great of, I mean, besides the turkeys, which I didn't have in any available at our store. You know, we didn't really see anything else.
Nothing. Not much of anything. I did have the option of getting sausage or beans. I went with the sausage because my little one is eating sausage really well in Mexican. And we'll talk about that later whenever we talk about how the meals went. But it's something I can get her to eat protein-wise. And I'm not, like, it's not something, like, she gets a bite of and she spits it out. But I have that problem with a lot of proteins with her. She's a toddler.
With chicken, a lot of times, that's what it is. Just because it's, I think, bigger pieces.
Bigger pieces. Even if I chop it up, she gets a piece of it. She just spits it out. We're done. So,
but she likes chicken nuggets.
Go figure. So, how much did we end up saving?
So,
we talked about this last week, but
we did, but I will bring it up exactly here. So over the 2 months from a grocery standpoint, we spent $173.91. So if you do our grocery budget, $426.09 is how much we save by doing the pantry challenge.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
Which is amazing. We are a smaller family, so our grocery budget's going to be smaller than a lot of other families out there. Last year it was more, but I was really focused on convenience items for certain things. This year I don't have that focus on convenience items. So
we officially dropped, well, knowing that you're going to be at home more and could do this, we dropped our grocery budget from $400 a month to $300 a month.
Yep. But we were near it. Mm-hmm. We were near it. After the house remodel, and I wasn't relying so much on certain items for us to get through the month, the months, the weeks of meals, I was able to cut back. I was like able to really cut back. So it wasn't a far stretch for us to say, yeah, we can do this because it's just normal. Now we're just cutting back some more items, but we will have a few pricier items in our grocery cart, which we're aware of and I'm planning for. So we saved a lot of money. And this is just sort of helped us get the year started.
It has. It has. It's really helped our savings to
build up
expense ratios. You know, we were able to save more. We weren't, let's say most of the time when we go out on a trip, we're stopping at some either specialty or cheap grocery place to look for deals.
Yep.
So we didn't make those trips either. You know, that sort of helped from that perspective. So we weren't out buying anything else.
Yeah, we weren't looking for those things that we would normally have on hand. We were really just trying to get through the pantry item. I will say one of the big things that I was focused on was trying to get through a lot of the processed food items that we had on hand. I got through a lot.
Yes.
I mean, a lot. Now, there's some items I'm not terribly fond of. Like, I don't like to eat. And I just think I'm just going to have to give them to somebody else. Because for me, they're just not in my flavor profile. That Zatarain's dirty rice, the beans, red rice and beans. I don't like it. I don't like the taste. I thought I did. But it's okay. I love rice and beans. I just don't like that. For some reason, something about the seasoning in it, I just don't. It's not appealing to me. But I have a box of it. I'm like, how am I going to use this box? What am I going to do to make it as appeasing for me? How am I going to eat this? And we just have a few other things in there. Some things that I did end up tossing after looking at it a little closer. But I could tell you, our pantry shelves, I'm going to have to go back and reorganize again because we've worked through a lot of food.
We did. I will say where we have the most room is stuff we had preserved, because even though we did go through a lot, we still have a lot, you know, in other areas of the house that we could refill those back up
with. Absolutely. And I would like to move my tomatoes to a different shelf because we do have a lot of tomato products, but that shelf where I have them on the bottom, that is not where I want. I want that to be a bucket shelf. We specifically set those shelves to be that tall for buckets of grains and things like that. And I really need that upstairs, not in another area. It's hard for Aaron to carry those up and down the stairs when I need to refill something.
Yeah. Go get me some sugar. Hold on. Let me go get the bucket.
But I was able to get it upstairs this time. And so one of the things that we really learned by having the basic stockpile and stocking up on basic necessities. My pantry is really versatile.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I have the option to do so many different things. Now, there are things I need to have more of on hand, some things that I would prefer to have, and we'll talk about that with the holes, but and things we need less of, like spices. I have 3 shelves of spices in my pantry. 3. Not 1, not 2, but 3. And if you haven't looked in my pantry, it's not unsubstantial. It's a good-sized pantry.
Yeah, you can go back and check out the
Pantry Tour
one to see.
We did not realize how many spices we had, and even after putting a lot of them in jars and getting them down, we still didn't realize how many we had until I was pushing up like, okay, this is my overflow shelf. I have an overflow shelf in addition to 2 working shelves.
Yep.
So we have too many spices. We don't need any more right now. You see, he's went quiet.
If there's something good that comes up that I won't, you know, just shove it in the car.
But my pantry is really versatile, so I'm very pleased with that. I have a lot of basics, a lot of stockpile items, things that we eat often, and I can make them in many ways. I can make Asian, I can make Mexican, Italian, American, whatever we want, and we're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get bored with the versatility?
No. If I got bored with anything, it might be the winter squash.
Yes.
Just because we've been trying to work through it, and this is even before the pantry challenge, so we've probably had squash
at least every other week since November.
Since November. Or if we're not using it as a side dish, you're using it either in the dessert or a cake in the morning.
Well, he can have it in the morning, not 100 times over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine with that. That's not the problem. It's more as a side item.
Right.
Because the squash, like especially like the trombocino, which was the one I had to work through the hardest, it's not Aaron's favorite.
It is not.
But you liked it honeyed.
I liked it honeyed. That's the best way we found to eat it. But I do prefer the other winter squash varieties over that.
The texture is better and it's not as wet. That's the problem. That the trombocino is wetter. Mm-hmm. So you can't mash it well. You can't do a lot of those things that I would like to do. Like with a butternut squash, you can cut that up, throw it with some sweet potatoes, mash it up really well, and it's amazing. You can't do that with a trombocino.
Right.
You just can't. It's too wet, and you cannot cook the dampness out of it. Like, maybe I could strain it, but that's just adding another step that I don't really want to take.
But from a self-sustainability standpoint... Oh, it's amazing. Our winter squash it's going to last us until we start having...
summer squash. Probably. Maybe.
Maybe a month in between, but... That's quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So, I'm really pleased with how that has worked out. Plus, we went through all the potatoes that we had stored. I think mm-hmm. we still have a couple more, but
we got some sweet potatoes left.
Not very many at all. The sweet potatoes are actually standing up better.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding up really well, so I've kind of been hesitant to eat too many of those. I like to try to take, grow some plants off of this, see if we can, off of one or two of them, but they've been doing really, really well. Like, they've held up really well. It's the potatoes that we tend to have bigger issues with.
And that's why we don't usually just
store potatoes.
We
put them in the freezer.
Right. Or do something else with them, yeah.
I'm really not fond of that. But tomato products, I feel like I've got a good handle on that, things of that nature. Now, what I need is more, like, tomato paste products or powder for pizzas, because we're going to be getting into the homemade pizza realm here. I've already started finding pizza dough recipes. Aaron was in love with a buffalo pizza I made.
That was really good.
Because we are buffalo chicken pizza mm-hmm. people all day long. That's whenever we were dating, that's what we would have on the weekends. We would get
a pepperoni and then a buffalo chicken,
and that would sustain us for like two meals on the weekend, three meals on the weekend. We would have that, and that was just really good. So that's kind of where we're getting back to. And the little one loves pizza. So my biggest problem is...
She loves pizza. Really
she good. Loves pizza. Is finding a really good dough recipe that, cooks well. It's not a lot of work. Not really difficult to make.
Yeah.
Okay, holes. I feel like I've really noticed some holes. I knew we had holes before. Snacks is a big one. Snacks is a hole.
Well, let's say... It wouldn't be a hole if we weren't trying to get away from a lot of the processed stuff to have something else. Like saltines or something like that. Even if you look at those, they've got a lot of stuff in them.
The enriched flour, that's like the big thing we're stepping away from.
Right. So, we had a lot of crackers and stuff like that on hand.
We still do.
We still do. That's probably where we have the most snacky stuff left. But I'm a snacky person.
He is. He'd rather have snacks than a meal.
But I haven't. We didn't buy any. And I've used up pretty much everything we had on hand.
He did. I'm more of a, I want like a meat stick at night. I'm not a huge, like, I want jerky at night. I want the protein as a snack before bed. Aaron's more salty. Of, he wants salty. He wants his hot chips and things like that. So what we're looking at doing is finding some different ways, maybe homemade tortillas. I can take and make him some tortilla crisp or something with that seasoning on it. I'm going to try making homemade rice cakes with that seasoning on it. Aaron thinks he might like that. But I'm doing these in small batches right now. No big batches, small batches. Till we figure out what we like, what we don't like, what works for us, what doesn't work. I don't want to waste a lot of my resources. Now, it takes time. And a lot of people say, well, it takes you just as much time to make a half batch as it does a full batch.
Yeah, but if we don't like it.
We don't like it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I've wasted those resources. So right now, my experimentation phase, I'm really kind of working on that. And I started through that during the pantry challenge. Didn't buy anything. Just used what we had on hand. Really working through what we had on hand. But I started to try to kind of look for different things. I made pretzel bites once.
I like those.
They were really good. I think the baking soda bath had too much baking soda in it for me. Or I need to put them on something other than what I put them on before putting them in the oven. So I need to put them on like on a towel or something to kind of soak up some of that liquid.
You made gummies for...
Gummies for Isabel.
She didn't really eat those.
They were apple juice. She's not a huge juice person. No. So I had apple juice. I'm going to take some peaches that I hope will prefer. I have a few peaches.
She likes peaches now.
I had a few peaches and I have the sugar water. I'm going to take that and make some gummies and see if she might eat those a little bit better.
So
let's with the real fruit in them.
But we did notice a hole on weekend meals as
convenience meals.
Something quick. Something when we're trying to get some projects done to be able to get through something like that. You know, we had some things we worked through. Like on the weekends, you didn't see us having noodles and a can of chicken.
Yeah.
Ramen. Ramen, you know.
Like, but not like traditional ramen. He's not eating that.
No, I'm not.
He's not eating that. So what I would do is take, and I can show you all this if you want to see it, but I was working through what we had on hand. But it's like a sweet and spicy sauce, and even Isabel likes it some days she doesn't. Two times out of three, she ate it.
I mean, nothing left two times out of three, and the other time,
no. Yeah, I don't want this. That's like an easy go-to meal because it doesn't take any time at all for me to fix it.
Right.
But we have to make the shift to a better ramen.
Yes.
It's not something we have often. This is like once every little bit. I also need meals for if I'm down. Aaron needs something. Like, he can pull out and go.
Something I can, that the little one will eat. I can feed myself and her, but now Isabel.
Could you feed me?
Well, I'd have you some food on a plate. You might not eat it, but you would have food on the plate.
Isabel will eat peanut butter crackers.
That's true.
She's gotten into peanut butter crackers
now.
She
has, yeah.
So I need to have some meals in the freezer for Aaron to be able to grab and go. These are things I've been thinking through because I've got like sinus congestion right now. I'm not down, but I could be if it keeps developing and I don't start taking care of it. And he would have no, like we have one emergency pizza right now. One, he would be in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have no sandwich meat.
We have no sandwich meat. We have peanut butter.
That's true.
But that's his problem. He's the one that can't eat a peanut butter sandwich. Isabel and I can't. There is half a loaf of bread.
Peanut butter and jelly, preferably. I need peanut butter banana.
It's too dry. He's such a baby. The other place we've noticed holes is with some vegetables. So we really like that.
Yes.
So, carrots. We love carrots. Carrots are one of our go-tos.
Yeah.
I mean, we just absolutely love them. I don't know if I'll ever be able to grow enough for us to eat on our own. And it's something I've struggled to grow. I almost think this is going to be my last year trying. Because we've tried and tried. Maybe two more years really trying to grow carrots. Well,
every time our issue in that area has been, we haven't been able to keep it clean.
Well, even when we have. I've gotten some decent-sized carrots the past 2 years, but just not enough. It's like enough for a meal. This is something I really got to work on and focus on because we do love carrots. It's one of our favorites. The next is going to be celery. And we've never grown celery, but we are planning on getting several plants. I'm talking, I might need like 10 plants to have enough to freeze dry and have for soups and things that we eat. Because I'm not an onion person, but celery goes in so many things. I want celery in potato soup. I want celery in, you know, stuffing, things like that. We just enjoy celery. Aaron loves celery to eat.
Yeah.
So, I have to think of it that way as well. If we have snacking celery on hand, I'm going to be hard-pressed to get it into the freeze jar before it's eating it.
Right. But another thing is, too, if we have the hydroponics going inside again, we could have spinach available as well, which something we'll be working on getting set up again over the...
It will probably be more in the fall.
It probably will be.
It was going to be more in the fall, like the late summer fall time frame, because I need it to be a bit colder. It can't, like, that's one of the reasons our spinach never did well. It gets so hot. Mm-hmm. And it would start and then do nothing. And then we just kind of gave up on it after like 4 years of trying. But we weren't the only people in this area that couldn't grow spinach. Talked to somebody else. She said, I don't grow spinach. She grows all the other things, hot peppers. And she's like, I don't either. She said, I just can't get it to grow here. But we do, if I have a vegetable, like a green vegetable that's like lettuce-based, I want spinach. That's just what I want.
That's what, yeah, because I have a hard time like getting to eat lettuce.
I really don't. But Aaron will have a lot more of that. That's something that he's really ate through. He's had enough snacky items. He hasn't needed salad dressing or anything like that to eat with the snacks. He's a sauce person. So I've been forcing him to eat the sauce that we have on hand to get through them.
Yep.
He's stockpiled pretty good on those. Dairy. We need to have more dairy on hand.
Yeah.
I need sour cream powder. I need cream cheese powder. But if homemade cream cheese doesn't work, that's something I'm going to be making here soon in the coming days to see if that actually works or not. But it's something we're working through. If I can make our own homemade cream cheese, then I'm good. We're perfect. But if I can't, I got to have something to substitute. And then having more cheese in the freezer.
Yes, whether it's homemade ricotta or mozzarella on sale or something, yep. You know. Something like that to have available in the freezer.
Yeah. Yep. And butter. I need more butter. I'd like to have more ghee on hand. So that's something we're going to be working into our budget. I just have to figure out, like, what do I need to focus on first? If for me, it's really flour. It's right now, it's flour. The ghee and stuff might come maybe June, July, because I need to build up my flour stores right now. Because I used up a lot of flour trying to work through the holidays. Because I had stocked up really well around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I have used all that up because we've been eating a lot of pumpkin bread.
We have.
Aaron loves pumpkin bread. I do. So, for us, there's so much more to the pantry challenge than just these 2 months of saving money. We're also looking at this strategically to see how well we can do, what we can and what we can't cut, how we could keep and maintain a working pantry in some form or fashion. How do we apply this throughout the rest of our year? Yeah. So this is so important. Anything can happen, and we need the ability to automatically say, okay, something bad's happening. We don't know what the next couple weeks look like. Let's flip the switch and start a pantry challenge.
Right.
Here's the budget. We know that budget. We know the boundaries. And we work within those boundaries and budget. We're not completely cutting ourselves off at that point, but what we're doing is we're prepping just in case we need to.
Yep. And it shows us, you know, how easy it is, what we need over 2 months. For example, if we needed something else or have to, you know, see where those holes are.
Absolutely. So it was really a good get our feet wet in a safe environment in case we were put into an environment where we might feel the need that we need to actually save more money than spend on groceries. Do you think it was worth it?
Yes. from the money-saving standpoint. And, I mean, it wasn't like you weren't going to cook on Sundays anyway for the week. We just shifted to using what was on hand more in the pantry compared to, you know, maybe fixing something off a sale.
Yep. It's definitely worth it if you're on the fence. I would say, again, I am not that person who's going to say no grocery store. I would never suggest anybody cut off the grocery store unless you were in dire circumstances and you are trying to save every single penny. If you have a working pantry or you're trying to build a working pantry, you cannot afford not to get those items when they are on sale. You just cannot. When I can get beans, a pound of beans for 88 cents, that is one of the best prices I can get beans for in my area. A bag of beans, that it's huge. It's a huge amount. It's huge. The cost savings and everything. I can't afford not to take advantage of that sale. I'm going to go on it and get what I need to get. Aaron understands this because he probably would have been the one to lean more towards, no, we can't do any grocery shopping except for this. But he gave me that leeway because he knows how important my working pantry is to our family. And I think he realized how important it was this past month.
Yes.
These past 2 months.
Yes. Seeing, you know, just from the perspective of looking at those deals so that it saves us in the future months, you know, so we're not depleting all of our resources.
I've always shopped the sales. I've always shopped the deals. I've got a decent sized grocery order about to come up this next week because there's some things that are on sale. There's some hamburger on sale. Thought about getting a couple of pounds to put some barbecue meatloafs in the freezer, which we could have a couple of small ones. That'd be a good weekend meal. Pull those out, have those with a potato or some home fried potatoes, which Aaron loves, hot sauce.
Right.
Be a good Saturday, Sunday afternoon lunch or dinner. Just trying to really stockpile my pantry. These are things I didn't take advantage of because they weren't necessities and things I kept in my working pantry. But now that I have a little bit more leeway, I'm leaning into it. I did realize during this pantry challenge that I can be creative with what I have. And I think I shocked Aaron with a few meals.
Mm-hmm.
A few. So what were your favorite meals? He slept since then, so it's going to take some time to think. But I can remember. I'll help him out.
What do you think I would say was my favorite one?
You loved a few of the variations of the taco pasta, the taco and rice, especially the one with the taco seasoning sauce on it.
That was really good.
And the rice pudding.
That one there this week, the previous couple weeks we had back there.
That shocked him.
It was really good. Like, I was expecting I'd have to put some blueberry in or something like that.
I'm not going to like this.
It is one that, you know, it was really good for a week. I might have trouble like 2 weeks in a row on that one, but for a week, it really surprised me.
It's very good, very easy. And then he loves the pumpkin bread every single time. He could have that. That's one he could have every single week.
That is.
But I know, like, the taco, I had a lot of different taco items, random items in my pantry. And that rice mixture is so easy, especially with Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have nachos or taco, like, I've taken that mixture, I've put it in burritos, I put it in everything.
Yeah. I really
do. And it works so well. And over the years, I've changed it up. I went from just doing the rice and the beans in the Instant Pot and mixing it all in a bowl, putting it in the oven, to just throwing it all in the Instant Pot and letting it do its thing. So I've made it easier throughout the years, but it's my one of my go-tos, and it's so good. And I will say, with the sausage, it is 100 times better. I liked it
better with the sausage.
I don't understand what it was about the sausage. Even the chili with the sausage. I think it was, and we are a seasoning family.
Right.
So it's not like we don't season our food. But
I even told one of my coworkers the other day, they were talking about making something similar to like we had. And they were talking about using chicken. And they say sometimes they use hamburger. I was like, try sausage. I said, it's going to be hard for us to go back after having it sausage.
It is. And my little one didn't go back. Like, yeah. If I have my choice between hamburger meat, sausage, I'm going to take sausage every mm-hmm. single week. I get it for $2.50 a pound for the sausage. On sale, hamburger is $2.99 a pound.
And ours does have some deals sometimes. If you buy, $30 in their brands or something, you can get it for $1.99, which
we can't buy enough.
Yeah, we don't usually have the $30.
We can't buy enough. So for us, it's just cheaper to get it at the $2.99 sale price because that's all we're getting.
Right.
It's what I'm doing. Well, they don't have that sale going on right now, but that's what I'm doing, these upcoming weeks. So it's just one of those things. But
what was some of your favorite meals?
I love the rice pudding. I do. I loved the rice pudding. And I loved the nachos. I like the buffalo chicken pizza. I was really happy with that.
That was really good.
I didn't show it because I was new to making pizza crust. So I'm sorry. I'm new to home baking. I've always cheated and used my bread machine because I've been, I don't want to say intimidated. It's just, but I also didn't want to add something else to my load. And now I've kind of worked out sort of a system and I can add these things to my day-to-day load. But I didn't want to add something else. So I've been intimidated. I've been practicing snack items and weekend items that mm-hmm. it's not such a big deal. I will say we didn't have a lot of waste. Very little waste, but we usually don't have a lot of waste.
I mean, sometimes we might have gotten tired by that last meal, but none of these this time because we went through everything, didn't we?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So I mean, I will say, like I said, squash was the only thing I'm getting a little tired of just because we've had it for so many months in a row.
But it was the freshest thing I had in the house. Exactly. So I had to use it. Well, so we actually had a question, where's your fresh fruits and vegetables? Well, for fruits, I have them canned.
Yeah.
I was using them in oatmeal and things like that. But I was kind of saving for my little one because she's been eating canned fruit. So Erin and I will suffer until I have a better stockpile of apples and things like that for her. Because if she can eat a jar of fruit a day, especially apples and peaches, I need to have 60 on hand. A jar of fruit a week. But, I've been kind of saving those so she has them when she wants them. Because she has been eating them really well.
She has. She just won't
touch them. We had put them on a fork so she can eat them off the fork. We're at that toddler stage where we do not want dirty hands. My mom said she's me made over. She's like, you had a child that is exactly like you. But yeah, I've been really happy with it. I think I got really creative with some things. I did go back to my tried and trues a few times, and I'm okay with that. That's the reason we have tried and trues. They make your life easier. And if you haven't tried that Mexican rice thing that I make, just try it. I know it's all mixed in. I'm not a mixed in person, but it's really good.
Yeah.
With sausage, it's amazing. If you have a good sausage, don't use something like a sage or anything like that. Just a mild, simple, maybe even a hot, but we couldn't do hot.
Well, me not and you, for her. Me
we,
and you
we could.
Could.
Right, we right. could. We would be all up in that, but the little one can't.
Well, any other final thoughts?
I do have one thing. So, Pantry Challenge is over, but that doesn't mean I'm not still going to help you figure out how to cook for your family on a budget. We are a small family. We are moving more towards being a natural foods and limited ingredient family. I'm doing this in small steps. But one of the things you're going to see from us, probably have already seen from us, is our Meals for Deals series. Mm-hmm. This is where I go grocery shopping. I buy food that's on sale. I'm going to cook it. Now, I'm going to do it a little bit different than what you're used to seeing for me. We'll have a few different dinners. I do think lunches and breakfasts, I'll probably keep to the same lunch and breakfast throughout the week. Just because it takes a lot of extra work off and a lot of extra effort off of somebody. Those two meals, it's okay for them to be the same throughout the week. I feel like I would get so fatigued if I cooked a different meal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Yeah.
That would be, like, I give Jessica from Three Rivers so many props because I can't even imagine the mental load that is. Well, that is insane.
That's a lot of meals.
That's so many meals. Like, my brain just can't, it just can't compute that. I just can't do it. But I will do some different dinners. And I know my little one, she'll love this. Erin will love this. And we're, hope you all tune in and I can help save some money for you. While you eat better.
Well,
what about you?
You know, it's always about finding the best deals, maximizing our potential rewards, coupons, anything like that. So it ain't like we're not going to be doing that to save money still in groceries. We don't want to hit $300 a month still. We're going to find every way and every sale
we can.
My goal
is $200, and $100 of that is stockpiled. So $200, so that additional out of the $300 goes towards stockpile. So if I want to do an Azure standard order in 3 months, I have that $100. It's like, we'll set it in the budget. It'll say, this is how much you can use for stockpile. And we can, so it doesn't hit our budget all at once.
So that would put us back $50 a week is what we're trying to stay at.
That's my goal. This week, I don't think I'm going
to
hit it.
Probably not, because we have to get some, you have to get some flour.
I have to get flour.
And it's hard to find any that doesn't have everything in it.
The chemicals is enriched. Actually, Walmart has the best price for us. We've been doing the research, and their brand is the same price as the really fancy big brand. The exact same price. No difference. Because I saw it on an episode of Three Rivers. I was like, search. I said, well, let me see your Walmart app. And I looked it up, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm really doing a lot of price comparing. I'm checking there. I'm checking all these. I can make that one once a week trip, once a month, not once a week, once a month trip to these places and pick that up. Or Walmart will have it sent to the house.
Right. Well, if you got any comments, questions, you know, you can either leave them below in the comments on YouTube or send us an email to thekennycouple@yahoo.com. Or if you want to, you know, something in particular that you want to see from us in the future, you know, make sure to send those as well. Make sure to go over and check out our link tree, which has links to all of our other content. And,
well, before I get to our ending, if you had anything you thought looked absolutely delicious that I prepped during this pantry challenge, leave that in the comment below. I would love to know what that is. And as always, thank you for joining us on Rural Reliance with the Candy Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.